Welcome back. Joined now by Steve Goodling, the president and CEO of the Long Beach Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Steve, you have to be a happy camper about what Rich has done for the city.
Well, Art, we sent an email out last night, and we feel like we've given birth. Finally, the Janet Evans Swim Meet is here upon us, and we have Ian Thorpe in town. We're projecting this weekend alone 3,000 to 5,000 people coming in, so we're thrilled.
Yeah, and it's not easy to get an event like this, as Rich was mentioning in the last segment, but he was successful with many other people helping out, and this has enormous economic impact for our community.
Yeah, we're projecting that the impact will be from $15 to $20 million on Long Beach, and also we already have approximately 12,000 room nights that have been booked in the city.
Fantastic. And, of course, you can't put a dollar amount on 6 hours of national TV for the Olympic trials.
We have received so much coverage as a city. It's our opportunity to reacquaint Long Beach with the rest of the nation. And so far, the comments we've been hearing the past several days from USA Swimming and others is they just can't believe, even in the last 12 months, what has transpired in Long Beach.
I can't believe it, and I live here. And, of course, Toyota is a major sponsor of the Aquatics Grand Prix.
Correct.
And Charter really stepped up to the plate with their all-digital aquatic center.
We were thrilled to have Charter. It was one of those leads that came through, and we were able to connect the dots, and Charter has been a large partner in this, as well as the Port of Long Beach and the City of Long Beach and some other organizations.
Let's take a quick look at the Aquatic Center, which I had the chance to visit at the press conference last week, and it is absolutely beautiful. As I mentioned in the earlier segment, there are no bad seats there, and the vista from all the grandstand of the city, particularly the cheap seats, is magnificent.
NBC called the view a Chamber of Commerce view.
Yep, it's the money shot. Well, you've been head of this Convention Visitors Bureau now for 3 years, and you came in during hard times, but you've seen a steady growth of occupancy rates and what are the measurement is, night book?
2 years ago, we had a 16% increase. Last year, we had a 24% increase year over year. And this year we're on target for another steady increase.
And it's a competitive market. I mean, Huntington Beach has their new center, and L.A. is trying to get business. And
also,
it's not easy.
Las Vegas has tripled in their convention space. No, it's become a very competitive market. But our product that we offer, we just had 800 meeting planners in town this past week.
Yeah.
And again, they were saying, gee, everything fits. The hotels are within walking distance to the center. The Pike is there, Pine Avenue, Shoreline Village. So we have a lot to offer, and people really like this walkable downtown package.
And by all reports that I get, you and your staff are considered first rate in the industry.
Well, thank you. We just won two awards this year, a Pinnacle Award from Successful Meetings, and it was the first time in 17 years that we've won that award, and also Meeting News gave us another award. So we've been getting, we've begun to get some awards that we haven't had recently.
Rich, and it makes a difference when you're trying to bring an event to a city where the city has a tradition through the Grand Prix, the racing Grand Prix, of volunteerism and warmth and hospitality, and having a crack staff like Steve and his shop probably helps add to the luster of your bid.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. But from the top, Beverly O'Neill, the mayor, was really supportive of this. But Steve and his staff have had such an impact on this event that I can say without a doubt, without them, this event could never have happened.
And I know from the Grand Prix, and I've gone to 28 out of 30 years in the Grand Prix, the Committee of 300, the Redcoats, just add a whole other dimension of hospitality and warmth, not to mention cost saving for the event. And there are going to be a lot of volunteers. The Beach Swim Club and other clubs are really helping out in this event.
And we've got, I think, over 1,000 volunteers, and the local clubs like Shore Aquatics, and they're playing a big role in this.
Now, although synchronized swimming is not an official event, there will be an exhibition, and it's always one of my favorite Olympic events. It's so beautiful, and we just have a clip of some of, I think, the ladies enjoying synchronized swimming.
have a lift coming here? We have the Disney theme here from Fantasia. Being so close to Disneyland.
I love that sport. Gold seats for the Olympic trials almost sold out. Fantastic.
They are, but as you've mentioned, we there's not a bad seat. The bronze seats are fantastic, but we do have gold seats still available, so people can still go on our website and get those.
Besides water polo and the Olympic trials, what other kinds of events are going to be happening in the next month?
Well, the last night of the swim trials, we're adding a synchronized swimming exhibition by the U.S. Olympic team, and they will be giving their Olympic program for the first time ever. So if you're a synchronized swimming fan, you'll get a double ticket there. You get to see the last night of the swim trials, and you get to see the Olympic program for synchronized swimming. But we have we've put in some other events. We've got USA versus Australia in men's water polo as part of a world league for single events. Then we have the women's World League Superfinal featuring the eight Olympic teams that will be competing in Athens a month later.
Wow.
And then we have the men's World League Superfinal, which is the same thing. The teams will be competing in Athens.
So our city, Long Beach, will be the swimming capital of the world for 30 days.
Gateway to Athens.
Gateway to Athens. A good note on which to close this segment. Stay with us. We'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
America'sLibrary.gov. Log on, play around, learn something.
I think you should wear a tie.
Dad, nobody wears ties to school.
Tie says you're serious, it'll make a good impression. And remember, you're there to
make something of myself.
Almost half of all UNCF students are the first in their family to go to college.
And I'd make sure that I got my lunch.
Dad, you're not going. I am.
I know.
And when you're the first to go, you're going for a lot of people. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, King of the Apes, Father of Boy. He knows what it takes to be a dad. You go for a ride. You take a swim. You hang out. All it takes is time. Hey, it doesn't take a hero, but it takes a man to be a dad.
We are back with this wonderful discussion with Rich Foster and Steve Goodling. And Steve mentioned at the break something very interesting, that Long Beach really has a very good reputation as a party hospitality city. Speak to that, Steve.
Yeah, when we were bidding for this, we had the gentleman out from USA Swimming, and Rich and Chris Pook and several of us took them around. And the one thing that they really were impressed with was that we had an annual event in our city, and we knew how to handle crowds, and we knew how to build stadiums and build bleachers. And at the end of the day, because of that expertise and because of our special events department and our fire department and our city, that's why one of the reasons we got the award. And it was a key factor, because not many cities have a coordinated effort on hosting large events like this.
So we know how to throw a good big party.
And they're thrilled right now.
Yeah.
They actually want us to build a roof over it next time.
I won't ask what happens if it rains, because it doesn't rain here. It never rained on Chris Pook's Grand Prix, and it ain't going to rain on your Grand Prix.
We're counting on the same good fortune.
Now, Rich, does the name Tony Azevedo mean something to you?
Yeah, it sure does. As I mentioned, Art, we're hosting the six best teams in the world for the Men's World League Super Final. On the men's team, a local...
This is water polo.
Water polo. A men's health magazine ranked Tony Azevedo as the seventh best athlete in the world, all
sports.
And
he was a Wilson High graduate.
Wilson High, Long Beach kid, went to Stanford, but he still lives in the area. His dad coaches at Long Beach State.
Seventh best athlete in all sports in the world, however you measure one sport against another.
Yeah.
And he'll be competing.
Yeah, he'll be competing here, but there's also some other Long Beach kids. There's our players. Chris Segesman from Long Beach State's on the men's national water polo team. Ryan Bailey from Millikan High School is on the men's national team. Guy Baker is the head coach of the women's team that will be competing here, and he's a Long Beach State grad, lives in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Kyle Kopp, the assistant Long Beach State grad, lives in Long Beach. And Ricardo Azevedo is the assistant men's Olympic coach, and he's a Long Beach guy as well. So it's got a big Long Beach flavor.
Well, this is very, very exciting for our city. And let me just expand the discussion for a moment, Steve. What else is coming down the road vis-a-vis tourism for Long Beach?
Well, we just finished hosting 800 meeting planners, Art, this week in the city.
And they saw that pool, probably.
And they saw the pool. They saw the city. Our son was out. It was a great opportunity. We also have several conventions coming up here shortly, many telecommunications programs and several other conventions coming in.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a good year, and it's been a good year, quite honestly, for us to reacquaint people with the city and with what's been.
And have some of the negative impacts of 9/11 as far as the tourism industry begun to wear off?
Absolutely. People are traveling again, especially domestically.
Yeah. And a lot of folks coming in for the Olympic trials, which, as you mentioned to me, are coming, over half are coming in from out of state.
Out of state, yeah.
Yeah, so that's great for hotel bookings and everything. What do you worry about anything now? What keeps you up at night about this event?
Well, we're at the white knuckler stage here. We've got to make sure we get, you know, the fan support and the ticket sales, you know, to make this event economically feasible. So we need people to come out and see these great Olympians, you know, a month before the Olympic Games.
Yeah, well, this is a great opportunity to get a spectacular view of Long Beach, to support an important event in our community, and have an enjoyable afternoon. I mean, it's a trifecta.
And quite honestly, Art, witness history. They won't have this opportunity for many years, and it's a chance to really see competitive swimming and competitive polo games before Athens.
I'm always inspired by Olympic quality athletes. I mean, someone who gets to be that good, the amount of focus and attention and passion you have to practice however many hours a day they all do to get to that level is always amazing to me.
Yeah, they're swimming about 10,000 meters a day to condition.
Wow. And it's not that expensive, ticket prices for most of these events.
No, ticket prices for water polo are approximately $20. For the Olympic swimming trials, they average anywhere from $25 up. So depending upon what they're looking for, we have a seat for them.
Yeah. When it's all over, Rich, are you going to have a sense of letdown, of anticlimax? I mean, you've labored so many years to make this happen. It's happening, and then mid-July, it's over. What next?
Well, I've got a few things in my back pocket I'm working on, so I'll just transition right into that. But it'll be a relief, but it's just great to go through this whole process.
And Long Beach as a city, Steve, could really build on this. I mean, this is a feather in our crown, mix a metaphor.
Even this morning, we were told by a party that track and field is looking at us for future years, and that if all goes well with this event, there's an opportunity that we can bring them into Southern California for the next trials.
And of course, as you mentioned, we're trying to get the 2012 Olympics in the LA area.
They lost that bid, though.
They did?
Yes, we're not going to get that. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find something good. Well, first of all, we've come to the end of our time. It goes so fast together. Congratulations to both of you for making this happen, and Rich for staying with it for so many years. And Steve, congratulations on the fine work that you and the CBC people do in showcasing our city.
Well, if it wasn't for people like Rich, and there are others, for example, the Police Officers Association, they're looking to bring the Fraternal Order of Police to our city.
Wonderful.
It's interested people that live in our city that bring business like this, so we appreciate it.
You bet. We want to close our show with a very special tribute. As we know, we lost President Ronald Reagan recently, 40th President of the United States, and regardless of your political persuasion, I think we all can agree that the president's infectious enthusiasm and basic kindness and decency and incredible communication skills certainly inspired all of us. So to President Ronald Reagan, a farewell from all of us here at Straight Talk. And another great was also lost within the same week, Ray Charles, who loved this country as did President Reagan, and whose music was moving to so many of us. And so we want to go out with a tribute to President Ronald Reagan, and what better song than Ray Charles singing America. Good night, everyone.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved? Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He gave me crown, not good. Yes, he did. Every brotherhood from sea.